We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
We have Becky Lynch. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Becky, I'm not gonna lie. For some reason, I thought you were gonna be a lot bigger.
Oh,
on TV,
right.
You look like you super muscular. Like, I thought you could lift up every man in the room and throw us out the roof.
Right. I've been bulking.
Who says she can't?
I've been bulking.
You've been bulking?
Dynamite comes in small packages.
Mm. Okay.
I don't know, but I have been bulking. Nobody's noticed. So mm-hmm. I just keep telling everybody that I'm bulking, hoping that somebody's gonna say,
what the hell
is
bulking?
You're looking jacked.
You know, getting big, man.
Getting
big. Putting weight on. Yeah. Bulking up. Muscles.
So you've been big backing.
Yeah.
Bulking
season, right. You know. We're coming up to WrestleMania. Right. I'm trying to get them biceps.
You can tell who don't work out in here, right, Becky?
Becky biceps. That's what they're called.
You can tell who don't work out by asking you that question, right?
No, I said bulking because she doesn't look like she's bulking. Doesn't look like she's getting bigger.
You said, what is bulking?
No, because she said she's been bulking and I don't see any muscles. So I'm asking, what is bulking?
Well, you know, I'm covered up.
Covered up.
Underneath this.
Well, welcome.
Them biceps be bulging.
They be bulging.
Where you from?
I'm from Ireland.
Oh, you're from Ireland. Okay, yeah. I hear that. Okay.
Have you been?
No. I hear it. I hear it. No, I never been.
Oh, it's a lovely spot. You got to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to know, why the name Becky Lynch? Because that ain't even your real name. How you feel about that?
So when you come into WWE, they always ask you for a different name, right? So they can copyright and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was signed, like, I was off. Like, I came in to WWE and I had no business being there. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody looked, they were giant, mm-hmm. they were muscular. they looked like superstars and I mm-hmm. looked like just little average mm-hmm. Rebecca Quinn. And I, you know, I'd loved wrestling my whole life. And I'd worked, and my journey was that, like, I had by the time I was 19, I was main eventing shows in Japan and around America and around mm-hmm. Canada, and I'd given it up. And I actually just came back to WWE through chance. I was working as a stunt woman, But I actually wasn't the stuntwoman. I kind of blagged my way on set because I was an actor. And I was just taking an opportunity. And then I went back to a wrestling school. The person that was teaching the wrestling class was like, you should go for a tryout because I think you'd get into WWE. And that's how I ended up in WWE. It's a very long story. To get to the point of, they asked us for a list of names. And so I gave them a long list of names, to which they came back and said, no, none of these lists. None of these on the list. And then they...
Do you remember some of them?
Oh, gosh. I remember there was one... There was like... I tried to use part of my name. There was like Becky something, Bex something, Quinn something, Quinn Cullen, I think was one of them. And
they just straight through Lynch in there.
And so they came back with... I threw in out another list. And then they came back and... One of them was like Madeline, and I was like, that doesn't sound very tough. And then I don't ever remember putting Lynch on the thing, but one of them was Becky Lynch, and I was like, okay, well, I like having Becky because
your name's Rebecca.
My name's Rebecca, and then like, you know, one day I won't be doing this, and I'll have my name still kind of. And Lynch, I was like, well, don't like that. But
We didn't like it either.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Our ancestors definitely didn't like it.
Yeah. But I didn't feel like I could say anything. Like that I could that I had the authority to say, can I go back for more names?
Yeah, because I don't want to sound like I hang people. You know what I mean?
But it's also like a common Irish name. So it's like, oh, maybe that's...
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And so, it's a common Irish name. So it's like, okay, that kind of ties in with the Irishness. Mm-hmm. But so because of that, I've always relied on a great moniker.
Yeah.
So hence, there's the man, there's Big Time Bex, there's the Last Kicker, and there was Becky Two Belts. Coming up, there is going to be Bestseller Bex, hopefully. Yeah.
Did you ever hear Ply's song? Ply's song, Becky?
No. Wait, have I heard it?
Yeah, it's Plies. It's an older song called Becky. Give me that Becky.
Yes, I've definitely heard that. Actually, there was a guy called Chris Hero, and like once they said that this was my name, then he
played the song.
Always
for you.
Say that.
Yeah,
to you.
Give me that Becky. He's like, you know that song, and I was like, no, what's it about?
And he told
me what it was about.
And then he told me what it was about, and I was like, oh well.
You know what it's about?
Now I know what it's about.
I'm saying, do you know what it's about?
Yeah, I know what it's about.
What's it about?
You know what it's about?
What's it about?
But you know. Getting down.
Okay.
It's a morning show, right?
It's actually about somebody going down, but same difference. Same difference.
Getting down.
But Becky is here to promote her new book, Becky Lynch. It's an autobiography. Becky Lynch, the man, not your average girl. What made you decide to write a memoir now?
So I always wanted to write a book. My dad was always on me for writing everything down. And when I became a big wrestling fan, my dude was Mick Foley.
Oh, yes.
You remember Mick?
Yeah,
I loved Mick. And he's the person who really got me into wrestling. So he had written a book. He had written it himself. And have you ever read it?
I saw his documentary, though.
Such a great book. Such a great documentary, too. I used to watch that on repeat when I was... And so it was always kind of in the front of my head that one day I wanted to write a document or write a biography, and so then the deal fell on my lap and I got to work, and here we are.
Why the title The Man, not your average girl?
Because I'm the man.
I know, that's right.
And so around 2018 I adopted the moniker. Like I said, I always like to have a moniker. I adopted the moniker The Man because in our business, in most businesses, right, the top dog, the person who is of outstanding ability, has historically been referred to as the man. And so this was me claiming that I am the man now.
Okay. Yeah, she bringing all to these rules. I'm the man, Lynch, everything. I know that's right. She said, listen, now I'm breaking the rules.
You got into a huge head injury that kept you away from wrestling for a while. So what made you want to go back after all that, the trials, the tribulations, the stress and all that?
Gosh, so... I started when I was 15 years old, and I started because, you know, I was just up to no good. I was drinking, I was smoking, I was, you know, not focused. I was kind of all over the place. And I found out they were opening a wrestling school in Ireland. And I loved watching wrestling, but I never even thought about becoming a wrestler. Like, that seemed like a faraway dream. And so I went down to this school, and they didn't even have a wrestling ring. They had 6 blue padded mats on the ground, and I fell in love with it. I was like, oh, this is the best thing I've ever done.
You
and
was
I
was terrible. Your ass. You was beating your brother's ass.
And I was terrible. I was so bad. I didn't know what I was doing. I wasn't athletic. I had failed PE. But
damn, I failed gym.
I don't know. And I was there.
Yeah.
I was there.
I was present.
You said, whatever, I don't got time.
I was just bad. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But for the first time in my life, I wanted to be good at something. And so wrestling had afforded me one, like, a dream, but also a focus. And then I left it. And when I left it, I kept trying to find things that I wanted to do. Like, I became a personal trainer, and I was like, yeah, I'm not really into that. And then my mom was a flight attendant, and so she asked if I wanted to be a flight attendant. So then I became a flight attendant. I wasn't into that. And then, and then I would do different things. Like, I ran a Pilates studio, and I did a teaching English as a foreign language course, and, like, just all of these random things that I thought maybe this will be my passion, you know? And then I started an acting course, and I loved that. And then I went to acting college, and I liked that. And then from that, then I ended up doing the stunt work, which then led me back to WWE. But in that entire time frame, like, I kept feeling like there was something that I was meant to do in wrestling, that I had this passion and this just a spark for it. And I don't even know what that spark was, because I wasn't necessarily the greatest, but I maybe thought about it differently, and I just had a love for it, and I felt tremendous guilt for leaving it, and for feeling like it had given me so much and I had left it. And then when I got the opportunity, it was like, oh yes, this is what I'm meant to do.
Right. As a woman who introduced you to wrestling, who introduced you to wrestling?
My brother.
Your brother? Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
my
okay,
brother.
Gotcha.
He was I always remember being in the house, you know. I remember, like, watching it when we were kids, but then falling out of it. And then when the Attitude Era happened, and Mick and Stone Cold and The Rock and everybody was
classic
so
time.
Hot. It was so great. And but still, I was stuck in that, oh, wrestling's fake kind of thing. Like, I was the worst. And then when I would see Mick Foley on TV, I was like, oh, this guy's really captivating. So then I would come back and I would watch, and then I saw Lita for the first time. She was so cool, and then I was hooked.
Has The Rock been good for business coming back?
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah.
It's been great. Anytime The Rock's involved in anything.
I love to see that.
Yeah, it's been awesome. And he's always been so great to me, and encouraging in my career, and to have him back and watch him do his thing, it's been amazing.
How often do you practice?
Gosh, practice? Well, we're on the road 52 weeks a year. So we're in the ring. We're doing live events. So we might have TV. We have two TV shows a week. We've got Raw and we've got SmackDown. But in the interim, we have live events, shows that only happen for the house, like a live theater, if you will. And they happen on Saturday and Sunday. So I'm on the road every week doing those live events, and that's more practice than, say, practice, you know. Right. So I work out every day, and then when we go, you learn more from being in front of a crowd than you ever would just wrestling around in a gym.
Have you ever been starstruck, like a match, and you're wrestling somebody that maybe you were a fan of, and you ever get stuck sometimes, like, wow, I'm here?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think that's ever happened. No. Mm. No. Well, actually, you know, because I've done promos with Rock and John Cena, and that's been very cool. Like, there's been a moment of, oh my gosh, what am I doing? You know?
But never while you're in the fight, though.
No. Okay. No, because then you have to just carry on with business, and then you got to be the man, you know?
Yeah. So, you have a baby.
I do.
Yes.
I do.
How was that? How was motherhood and being a pro wrestler? How's that?
It's the best.
It is?
It's a balancing act.
Yeah,
it's a balancing act, and one that I don't think you ever really figure out. You know, you just do your best and you get on with it. But she's incredible, and she comes everywhere with us.
Does she? How old is she?
She's 3.
Well, she has to, though, because Seth is a wrestler, too. So
yeah.
Like you said, y'all always on the road.
Yeah. So it's cool being able to do that and bring her everywhere with us. And we're lucky. We're in a good position. We have a bus, and our bus driver is amazing. And then his wife is our nanny, so she looks after our baby while we're working and while we're in the building. And it's like she has an extra set of auntie and uncle, you know. And
that's
so
cool.
It's a big family adventure. And then we're always, you know, we're in the ring every night, but during the day we're looking for zoos and for kids museums.
Yeah. One day all you that kind of stuff. With like you're losing, and then all of a sudden your daughter pops out of nowhere and helps mommy. Just got to do that one. I seen a video the other day. It was real wrestling. A little sister came in and helps her brother. But you got to do that one time. Like when you're losing, and then here comes the 3-year-old with a toy or something.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The rock over the head and you win or whatever, maybe. I don't know.
That would be a great TV moment.
Yeah,
oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, when rock bottoms the baby, then what?
Jesus Christ. Jesus.
When you rock bottoms the little 3-year-old, then what?
Oh, Lord. Then he'd really be a heel. Yeah. You know
what I'm saying? How did y'all talk wrestling in the house? Or like when y'all...
Oh, are... yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not one of those things that's off limits. We like it, actually. Mm-hmm. I think it helps us.
So it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Having a little wrestle baby.
Because then you can understand. And also, you know, I think most people would think, oh, you have two wrestler parents. They're going to put the foot down. She rules the roost.
She's the boss.
She is the boss. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that.
She runs a tight ship.
What happens when the baby gets a little older, though? Because then once she starts school, it'll be a little more complicated, right?
These are conversations we need to have.
Yeah.
That we keep.
Can't take her on the road so much then.
Yeah, these are the things that we keep putting off until we have to actually deal with them.
Absolutely.
Right now, we don't have to deal with them.
Absolutely.
Maybe next year we have to deal with them. We should probably start thinking about them.
You should.
But it's sometimes a little overwhelming. So we're like, oh, well, let's just put that to the side. At least she'll never be bullied.
That is facts.
One should.
What?
Well. Gosh.
Because her mom's the man, she'll be the boy. And she's going, what? She'll crush down on somebody, you know?
Gosh, but isn't that the thing now, you know? Like, you'd hope that.
Yeah.
But aren't we kind of, especially in this world of social media, aren't we all kind of getting bullied all the time?
Absolutely,
you know?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, and it's a weird thing, especially she's quasi in the public eye. Like, we tried to protect her and keep her out a little bit. But just people be ruthless on that thing, you know?
Yeah. So, does it bother you mentally?
I just try to avoid. Mm-hmm. Really.
Yeah.
I try not to take stock in either, the good or the bad.
That's right.
Because if you take too much stock in the good, then you have to take stock in the bad.
Yeah.
So I try to, and also I think when you're taking in all of these opinions all the time, it affects your art. And I look at what we do is art. Mm-hmm. It's my art. Mm-hmm. And I don't want other opinions blocking me.
Mm-hmm.
And me not trying something because somebody on the internet says that's stupid. You know what I mean? And I think that somewhere it lives in you if you read it and you...
I was going to ask, you know,
take stock of it.
One thing I would say about wrestling fans is like they're die hard, right?
Yeah, they are.
Follow you, write your letters, I'm sure, go state to state. Have you ever had a awkward encounter? Because I know some of these, they'll pop up at your house, your hotel, your bus. I know it's crazy when I see wrestling fans.
I've had a few.
Yeah?
I've had a few. Yeah.
Lord. You got a stalker right now. The way I'm looking at you like, yeah, you got a stalker right now.
I don't know. I don't think so right now, but I've had some things that have gotten a little crazy. Police have had to be called and
And would you ever put your hands on somebody? Like just clothesline somebody one day and they come too close and one day, bang!
Well, you know, it depends. It depends what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't rule it out. Yeah.
Gotcha.
The book is not your average girl. How do you define average?
Gosh, I don't know. What is average, I suppose? I think that's the other question. I never think that there's a normal, like what is normal? But I think average is the baseline, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's the standard, what is it? The standard girl is...
Five four or something, the average guy is what, five seven, I think, something like that.
So you know it's metrics that you can measure, you know, what's the average weight, you know, so I think I was always in that average line, like average weight, average height, average intellect, probably average grades, you know, but I've been able to carve out this quite unaverage life for myself. And I suppose that's the message of the book is, I suppose, especially in a world where it's superstar, right? Like we call them superstars.
Yeah.
And so you expect people to be superstars and look phenomenal in a certain way, and be a certain way. I wanted to show that you don't have to have all that. You just have to have a dream and work for it, you know?
When did you realize you weren't average?
Well, probably around, no. I don't know. I don't know. I think I've felt like I had this gift for wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even a physical gift. It's a mental gift. Mm-hmm. It's the way that I think about it and this spark and this passion. And I suppose that might not be average. But in terms of everything else, I think I'm just living this human experience that we all are,
right,
that I'm trying to document and communicate. Mm-hmm. And I think that's also helped with wrestling, is that I feel much like everybody feels, right? Mm-hmm. Like you have your doubts about yourself, you have your insecurities, and you're constantly fighting to overcome them. And so sometimes then my opponents become those things that I'm trying to overcome. And a lot of the time the story is me versus me, you know? And I think that's the bigger opponent.
Mm-hmm. What I want to ask about, you talked about women getting this, you know, the same salary as their male counterparts. How difficult was it for you? You know, because I know it must have been a fight to show that, look, I'm just as talented. People come to see me just as much. How difficult was it for you to make sure that you got what you were deserved as far as financial?
So that, I mean, the last contract I signed was 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was coming back after having my kid. But when I left on top. And you know, it's one of those things where sometimes in a male-dominated sport, we're historically like... Thank you for that. I don't want to make any way, but it was one of those things where I was like, no, I deserve this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no reason that I should not be getting paid the same as a top guy or anybody. But because of my gender, no, I've been able to, you can put me in any main event.
Mm-hmm.
You can put me in any main event and it makes sense. And I've proved that time and time again. So. Mm-hmm. Compensate me fairly, please.
Absolutely. You know? I get it.
You know? But it is, I think it is that thing of like of having to ask for more. And I think we're like, oh, I'm so grateful that you're paying me more than we used to be paid. But still I need more. No. You know? Yeah, so you're always kind of pushing that barrier. And it's come a long way and I love to see it.
Yeah. And I would say, just as a voice for women, don't stop doing that. That's really, that's good that you're doing that. You just recently gained your citizenship. How does it feel to be an American citizen?
It feels great.
You can tell
it
the
feels
truth.
Great.
You can tell the truth.
No, no.
That's true.
But so look, so I always wanted, I came to New York when I was 6 years old and I was in love with the place.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. And you know, I watched American TV. That's what I grew up on, American movies. I always wanted to come over here. And I felt like if I could come over here, then I could be whoever I wanted to be. I didn't have to be this average girl.
You
know, I could do more. I could do more with my life. And I've been able to live my dream. And I've been able to have my amazing family and live beyond my dreams because I have an incredible hot husband who I definitely wouldn't have gotten in Ireland,
damn, you just shitted on every
I didn't
Ireland
mean that.
Man,
very, very,
Rebecca
very
Quinn
handsome
thinks you're
men.
Ugly.
No, very, very, very handsome men. Very handsome men over there. They're lovely lads. Lovely lads. You know, but they didn't have him. You know,
right.
This fine, handsome Armenian lad, and because of that, then I wouldn't have had my daughter.
Yeah,
and so I am so proud to be Irish. I am so proud of my heritage and everything that comes along with being Irish. You know, the banter and the storytelling. But America has afforded me this amazing life and my amazing family, and to be able to marry those two has been great.
I love it.
You
are
know,
are you scared of Rhea Ripley?
No.
Jesus.
She was talking a lot of smack.
I'm not scared of anybody.
Mm.
Don't look at me like that. I'm scared.
But are you distracted though? Because next week is WrestleMania 40. Are you on a book tour right now?
I am on a book tour, but I can do it all because I'm the man.
You better
do it all. I can do it all.
Mm-hmm.
I can be on a book tour. I can be a full time mother and wife and be a full time performer. Mm-hmm. Mm. I can do it all.
And still beat Rhea Ripley.
She mentioned your daughter.
She did mention my daughter.
What did she say about the baby?
She said that she's going to leave a little bit of me so that I can be at home watching her while my daughter calls her mommy.
Damn.
Wow.
And
that wasn't in the
script.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. That fired me up. Mm. That fired me up a lot. Mm-hmm. Because you don't mention my daughter.
No,
but also,
yeah.
Also, you know, I've gotten to do a lot of things that I am proud of, but none of it compares to being a mother and being her mother. Mm. And so, yeah, you don't
you
mess with that.
You better be high ass.
Yeah, I will. Yes. I will. And I did. I smacked her little boy toy, Dominic Mysterio, punched him right in the face. Great punch. Look it up. It was a great punch. I'm surprised he got up from it.
So you guys are not friends. Mm. Like,
no.
I mean, just other wrestlers, or other wrestlers, you have friends, but you just don't F with her.
No.
So you see her in the street, you might two-piece her.
Might, yeah.
Does it help or hurt to take all that emotion in the ring?
Does it help?
Or hurt to take all that emotion in the ring?
Does it hurt?
Does it help or hurt?
Depends what you're talking about. Does it help to sell tickets? Yes. Mm-hmm. Does it hurt emotionally? Absolutely. But I think the best stories and the things that people relate to are the things that are real.
Yeah.
So I think you need to be courageous enough to put them out there, because they're the things that are going to resonate with people, and they're the things that are going to entertain people too. You know, and that's what people want. That's why people watch wrestling. You want the distraction from everyday life. You want to live vicariously through these characters, or forget about your own stuff. That's a great thing about wrestling.
Has everything that's been going on with Vince McMahon, him stepping away from the organization, has that distracted the organization in any way?
No, I don't think so. I think we're in this new boom period. Like, wrestling is the hottest it's been in years. And I think the thing is that now we have a new focus. We have... we're all banded together in making wrestling the coolest thing on TV, and I would say we're doing pretty darn well.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, she has to go, guys, because she got TV.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we appreciate you for joining us, and good luck.
Thank you
Becky
so
Lynch.
Much for having me.
Thank
yeah.
you
appreciate
so much.
It.
Pick up the book right now. The Man, Not Your Average Girl, Becky Lynch.
Fire cover, by the way.
I know.
Thank you.
I know.
Thank
I love
you.
It.
Thank you.
Appreciate you again. It's The Breakfast Club. It's Becky Lynch.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.